What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Stuff is gross.
It's not gross. Anyway, this.
Oh.
All right. So if you haven't figured it out yet, this is not another episode of What is TWS Podcast. This is another episode of An Evening with the Flans.
You need to like have a light or something that lets me know when you are starting to record.
You knew what was going on.
I knew what was going on, but I didn't know you was recording at that second.
You knew what was going on.
Right when I said that stuff is gross.
Tammy.
Gosh.
What up? As usual, or I guess my new catchphrase. Nah, so I ain't even gonna do it. The moments, people, this is our second attempt at recording this episode. We actually sat down and had like a 20-30 minute conversation prior to this, which I thought was being recorded, but we got nothing. So, I'm going to have to resist the temptation to try to make the jokes that I had planned to make. And then May, and then the moment's gone. I don't know what we're going to do. We're gonna find a way through this.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Okay, you Mary Poppins this time.
I'm Mary Poppins.
You Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
All right. So I got to go back to the list. All right, people. Yes, this is An Evening with the Flans. I am J-Dot Flan, and I have my lovely wife, Hamps, with me.
That's me.
That's you. And what you're hearing in the background is Deuce Man Beats.
My brother.
Hamps's brother. And man, I don't know. This is like the fourth time we've done it. I got to find my way back.
The fourth time?
This is the fourth episode of What Is. Not What Is, but Evening with the Flans.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Got me. All right, so let me handle the business first.
Handle your business.
As always, ttcharities.org. Please head to the website. Check out whatever programs they got going on right now. I know Tavares just had finished a successful suit drive. So shout out to Tavares for that. Congratulations. And I'm sure they got something going on now. I think I did look before we started this, and now I can't remember at all what that program was.
You had time to look at it, but you didn't do it when you had time.
I really need you to pick a side. I really need you to decide what team you on.
I just have to decide
what team you on and be on that team.
I just gotta question you sometimes. I gotta keep you on your toes.
You gotta question me when the microphones is off. You don't question me when the microphones is on, Tammy.
That's what the rules are.
That's what the rules are. Pick a side.
I don't think I wanna abide by those rules.
You know what? Anyway, ttcharities.org, people. Please check out the website. Be your brother's keeper. See what you can donate. See how you got me all discombobulated?
That's my job.
Time, money, clothes, food, toys, books, whatever it is they need. If it's nothing more than a repost or a retweet, please support ttcharities.org. I think the tagline is "Who will you inspire today?" Which I think is pretty dope.
It's pretty dope.
All right. Also, there's Rena's Cakeys.
Delicious cakey.
Delicious. Delicious cakeys. If you don't know what a cakey is, it is the it is a item.
It's
the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake.
There you go.
With icing, comes in 6 different flavors. I don't know them all, but I do know lemon and lime are 2 of them.
Lemon and lime.
I'm trying to get some. Tammy, Father's Day's coming.
Oh, hint. She does sell macaroons as well. She makes some amazing macaroons.
The salted caramel macaroons are very good. Tammy will tell you that
The lavender is amazing. Pistachio macaroons are,
if you're a dude,
one of my favorites.
Salted caramel. I mean, if you want to eat lavender macaroons.
Lavender macaroons.
That's just a tough
sell.
Because
you can't picture it at first. I mean, you can't imagine in your head, how is this lavender macaroon going to be amazing? And then when you go into it, it's just...
You get excited about your food.
I do. I really do.
Man. And then last but not least, CelebrityHairCorp.com. They take care of all your natural hair extension needs. The tagline there is, let them make you look like the star that you are. Yes. Oh, man. As always, free shipping and no tax on your purchases. So get all your bundles taken care of. Head down to CelebrityHairCorp.com. No tax, free shipping. That's all I know about, like, not about extensions is the bundle idea.
I don't know much about extensions either.
I believe it's sold in bundles. I don't know.
I do hear about them being sold in bundles. In bundles. But that's about all I know.
It's about all you know.
Rena's Cakeys. Coffee, almond, strawberry, orange, lemon, and lime.
Strawberry sounds good, too, though. Mm-hmm. Strawberry does sound good. But I'm a citrus person. You know, I drink the grapefruit soda. My squirt. I got a grapefruit sparkling water right now.
That you stole from me?
How am I steal something in my own house?
You don't drink sparkling water.
What I'm doing right now?
Drinking something that you don't even want to drink.
Well, because I have no other options. You left me with no choice. So now yours.
There are other things to drink in the house.
Your sparkling
and
water.
You stay stealing my sparkling water.
Look at woman, drink I can't else. Steal nothing that's in my own house.
It's nothing that you even like.
Don't make me.
Why do you drink sparkling water?
I don't want to get the high voice. Don't make me get the high pitched voice. Don't make me get the high pitched voice.
I want you. I want it to happen. I want everybody in the world to know that you get the high pitched voice because you steal my sparkling water.
Don't make me get. I'm not. You know what? We're going to get into the episode. Because this was supposed to be originally the first time we recorded it. It was a celebratory episode.
It is a celebratory.
We was talking
episode.
About how we have somehow survived 18 months of parents and our little
somehow.
Girl. Is 18 months tomorrow. We'll be taking her to the doctor for her 18-month appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's a pretty amazing little girl. She does some amazing things.
She talks.
She walks. She eats. And she poops. All the things the babies do.
But she's letting you know what she wants and needs now. Like, you can understand her.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
You know. We know what she needs. She says what she wants. She wants milk. She wants milk. She wants water. She wants water. She'll say it. She wants to eat.
She always wants to eat.
She always wants to eat, but she lets you know what she does not want to eat. Give her some green beans, and she says no, and pushes them away, and she goes for what she wants.
But we somehow made it. We somehow survived a year and a half so far.
It's debatable. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. This 18-month sleep regression is...
I call it baby insomnia.
Baby insomnia. That also works. Because she just is awake.
But yeah, maybe y'all can help us with this. Because I think we differ in opinion. So our daughter now goes to sleep at 8, 9 o'clock at night. And then around 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, she wakes up. And she wakes up. Like, not upset or crying or hungry or anything. Just, like, up. Just
up.
Just sits up in the crib and it starts talking.
I mean, just having a full-on conversation.
Full-on conversation. And the crazy thing is that, like, my wife's concerned that she's not sleeping. That she's not asleep. That seems to bother her, you know.
She needs to be asleep.
She needs to be asleep.
She needs to get her rest. She needs 12 hours of sleep a day.
And so, you know, Tammy stays up, like, watching the screen.
Waiting for her to fall back asleep so I can sleep.
Right. For me, if she's awake but content, then I'm cool with that. If she's entertaining herself and okay with being alone and not worried about being in the dark or, you know, whatever, then I'm taking that as a win. My concern is who in the hell is she talking to? Who is she talking to? Who is in this house at 3 o'clock in the morning that she's talking to?
She's talking to herself. She's
having a conversation. If she's talking to herself, that may be a problem too.
You talk to yourself.
So I know it's a problem. I have firsthand knowledge on the issues that come with talking to yourself. Especially with the conversation she has, because if she's talking to herself, she's answering herself.
She's a baby. She's going over her vocabulary, what she learned in school today, what she learned.
You really think she's going over what she
today.
Learned in school today?
She's a
today,
smart little baby. She's going over what she knows. All
right.
She's reviewing it. that she can come back and tell us later on what she learned.
Word.
Yup.
Okay.
She's a smart little baby.
She's a smart little baby. She ain't smart enough to know the difference between sweet pea and pee pee.
That's just the best thing in the world. It's you should just go ahead and accept it and let it happen.
No. So people, from the moment my daughter was born, the first time I saw her, held her, and we had our little, you know, father daughter skin to skin time in the hospital, you know, she's always been sweet pea. It's just first thing that came to mind. That's who she is to me, sweet pea. I hardly ever call her Elise. It's always sweet pea.
You call her Elise when she's being bad.
Yeah, I call her Elise when she's being bad. That's when she get the Elise Camille, and she get the government pulled out on her. But any other time, sweet pea. So now she's hit that parrot stage, and you know, I guess she understands that that's our greeting. Like when I see her, it's hi, sweet pea, and so she tries to repeat it, which I think she tried to repeat it, but it always comes out hi pee pee. So now I'm pee pee. Hi, PP. Not daddy, not any of the other cute things but that a father wants to be called. I am PP.
PP is cute though, but she's trying to mimic you.
It's not, it's PP.
She's mimicking you and she wants to say what you say. And that's what you end up being. If you end up being PP, then you end up being PP. Just go ahead and accept it.
I can't accept you. Once again, you're making me get the high voice thing.
Just accept it.
Get the high voice.
Accept
I can't accept PP. No, I can't accept it. I can't accept
it. It's a little pet name that your daughter has for you. I think you just need to go ahead and take it and be okay with it.
Watch our teacher to call you turd or something and then see how you like it.
That's not organic. PP is organic from her.
It's all organic. No. It sounds like to me, PP, turd.
PP is what she came up with. You gonna teach her to say turd? That she can call me turd? No, that's not organic. That's taught.
It's not organic. It's horrible. It's not acceptable.
It's cute.
No, it's not cute.
It is.
18 months of parenting, and that's what I get is PP.
You get your daughter's love, and you get a nickname. Who can say that they have a nickname for their daughter at 18 months?
Don't nobody want to be nicknamed PP.
Well.
Nobody.
It doesn't matter. Nobody. It's from her. Well. Just accept it.
I refuse. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I don't know. What else is going on with us? We went to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Just randomly.
We went back to marriage counseling. And we were in there having a good session. I really do like our therapist or whatever you want to call her.
Yeah, she's great.
She's good.
She is great.
And we were in there having a good session. And I guess we were describing our day and how stressful the day was turning out to be. Like we had too much to do, too many obligations, too many places we had to go. And the therapist was just like, "Well, what would you rather do?" And Tammy said, "I want to go to a movie." She said, "Well, then go." Next thing you know, we went to the movie.
Called the sitter. Like, can you stay there for like 2 more hours? Our sitter is great too.
Yeah, she is great. She's awesome.
I'm not going to tell anybody what her name is because she's
trying to get her booked up. Yeah. I mean, sorry, we don't want you to make all the money you could possibly make. We want to be the people who pay you, and you work exclusively for us.
It gets to a point where she makes money from us anyway. We've been hiring her at least 2-3 times a month.
Yeah. So, and we always end up
giving her way more than what she...
Yeah, or using, you know, if we say it's going to be 3 hours, we always end up with more hours.
Yeah, like another hour. Because
once we get away from that little girl, see, like you act like everything she does is precious and lovely, but when you get a chance to get away from her,
deuces.
You be maximizing. Yeah, you get as far away as possible.
Bye bye.
Like, word, you can stay another hour? Bet.
And all you want is $10 for that hour?
Bet. Don't be giving out her prices and stuff, man.
Nobody know her name.
Don't nobody know we got.
The hookup
babysitting on the low.
We ain't telling nobody who she is.
Yeah, that was a dope movie. That was a
great,
really good movie. You know what? Another thing that 18 months of parenting has done, I am an emotional wreck these days. Like everything makes me want to cry. This is new for me because I'm not, you know, that's not me. I won't say I'm not an emotional person, but I typically
emotional.
I typically have one emotion, and that's like, I get angry.
Yes.
I have that emotion, but the other ones, I don't know.
You ain't got it.
I don't got them. But all of a sudden now, like, stuff, like, I'm watching Guardians of the Galaxy. I expected to go in there, see some stuff blow up, some lasers, mm-hmm. a talking raccoon, and a little tree run around, laugh, and go home. But then they want to bring in daddies, and...
This was all about family.
And family, and... It got all sentimental and thoughtful and stuff, and I almost like I had to fight that.
Very sentimental.
I love you, but you have turned me into a person that sometimes who is this dude? I'm sitting in Guardians of the Galaxy, holding back tears, eating a Asian chicken wrap and drinking Tuscan mint tea. Yeah. Like, what happened to me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What happened to me?
Nothing happened to you.
What happened to me?
You're a family guy.
And I was drinking that tea like, this is delicious. This is the greatest. Like, I could not have paired a better beverage with this Asian chicken wrap.
You're a family guy.
Can you please bring out my chocolate chip cookies now?
Lucky he's a family guy.
I got somebody calling me PP. I'm drinking mint tea. And crying in action movies.
You cried in a couple movies.
Those were all setups. All straight setups. You can't tell a man he's having his first child and that child is a daughter and then take him to see every movie that has some sort of sad, pull your heartstrings moment between a father and a daughter.
Southpaw.
And once again, what the boy name is?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He went full retard. I need y'all to admit
that Jake Gyllenhaal
went full retard in South Park. There was no reason for that character to be that stupid.
I'm not going to admit that.
There was no reason.
Not going to admit that.
He went overboard with the retard. And I know that's not a word I'm supposed to use, but
it's not politically correct.
Y'all know I'm referencing the movie.
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. Four people start sending me hate mail. I'm referencing a movie. I'm not... calling on him. It's a straight out of a movie line. He went full retard. That's all I'm saying. He did.
It was a good movie. He acted like somebody that had got hit in the head a few hundred times.
But when she said, "I hate you. I wish you had died." You understand what that did to me?
Ooh, that got me.
God damn it, Tan. Why are you making me get the high voice? I'm trying, Lord. All right. 18 months. You know what else, man? I'm starting to realize that we almost at the 4-year anniversary.
Yes. We hit 4-year anniversary in September.
Because I've been like counting down to my 2-year anniversary at my current job. Mm-hmm. And the 2-year anniversary at my current job is like right around the corner. Mm-hmm. From R4. I don't even know what's the 4-year? What is year four?
Year four is silk.
All right, that's easy. I got that.
How to come you didn't know what year four was?
Because I'm a dude.
I knew what it was.
And you're a girl?
Without a woman, even I'm having sorry. To ask.
That's sexist, like I'm a dude, but you a girl. So I say I'm a man and you're
so
a woman.
So I obviously looked it up.
It's just something women know. Y'all know dumb.
No.
Y'all probably made it up. Ain't no dude make up these things. Ain't no dude decide that years should correspond to fabrics and whatever else. Paper and wood. And
I looked
leather.
It up just so I can know what gift we were exchanging this year. Because we do go by the traditional gifts.
I'm trying to think. What's the alternative to silk?
The alternative to silk is, I don't like any of it.
I'm not asking for you. Tell me if you appliances. Make me get that high-pitched voice one more time.
Appliances, fruit/flowers.
All right. So, yeah, you can skip silk for me. You can find an appliance.
Do you want?
I can't think of nothing silk that I want. I'm not one of them dudes.
You don't want no silk? Kimono.
You really want me with the high pitched voice? I don't want to do it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna go there with you. Anyway, yeah. So 4 years.
4 years, and we have not murdered each other.
We have not murdered each other yet.
Probably come a little close.
It's crazy, yeah. Because we were just talking about it when Caesar was on the What Is TWS podcast,
mm-hmm.
and you know, because we were out there talking before he came in to record, mm-hmm. we were talking about how marriage is similar to the running walk with marathon. God. Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And woosah, show you. Show ill.
Oh, can I tell everybody my fantasy for killing you?
Yes, tell everybody. So when so if I die mysteriously, y'all know who did it.
Well, yeah. It's a fantasy, and my if fantasy I die is not strangely come true.
In this fashion, people, we know who did it. Go on.
So we'll be driving in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be driving, and you'll be in the passenger seat,
mm-hmm.
and you will say something or do something that just tips me over the edge. It's a straw that broke the camel's
y'all
back.
Y'all hear how excited she's sound right
so
now?
So excited, and my arm will morph. Into a blade.
Some T3.
It'll be like a transformer.
No, that was the Terminator.
Terminator? I don't even care.
Okay.
My arm will turn into a silver, stainless steel, sharp-ass blade.
She's picked out the metals?
Yes. And I will just like karate chop you, slam in the chest. And then as you're bleeding and crying, and you look at me and you say, why, Tammy, why? And I'll look you in your eye and I'll say, you know why. And then your body will just kind of like disintegrate into the seat. And I'll keep the car forever because that car will be you. You'll be a part of the car. So I have to keep it forever. But I love you. That's why I'm keeping the car. No? Are you upset?
What else did I have on this stuff to talk about?
Doesn't matter.
I wasn't even talking about how you was gonna kill me. I don't know how you just hijacked the subject and went into your murder fantasy.
Well, because you've been drinking my sparkling waters. I done told you.
You ain't buy the waters. They was gifted to you.
When?
Well, ain't these the ones that
those are the ones that I bought. These are the ones that Rich bought over.
Who cares, man? You eat all my brownies and you ate my last donut and I ain't saying nothing about that. You eat all my stuff that you swear you don't want because you want to die, but if I bring it in the house, you eat the last one.
Well, then stop bringing it in the house.
Well, stop buying the waters.
You going to tell me stop buying water?
These sparkling waters? If you don't want me to drink them, or buy the coconut ones.
Stop buying water.
Don't see, that is such a woman tactic. It's like take a piece of the argument.
It's water.
And try to frame the whole argument into that. To make it sound like none of it makes sense.
It's water.
You know, that's not what I said.
There's no way that I can stop buying water.
In a way.
I'm not going to stop buying water.
What it is.
Wait a minute. I don't even know if silk is the thing anymore.
Jesus Christ.
I thought it was silk.
Lord help me.
I don't know where I saw silk from. Now I'm seeing appliances. Sweet. And fruit with flowers.
8 pounds, 6 ounce, baby Jesus.
You're watching too much, Ricky Bobby.
You play that movie over and over again. We have this, like, this has no format. We have gotten
TNT
completely off the
plays that movie
rails.
Over and over again.
Look. Look here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to something I want to talk about.
Okay.
NBA Finals time.
This is the same bet that we had a couple years ago, isn't it?
Yep.
And I lost.
So the first time the Warriors-Cavs faced each other in the playoffs, in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
We bet. This is why you were pregnant.
Was I pregnant?
You were because you would have won a pregnancy ring.
Yes, because my ring wasn't fitting anymore. Yeah.
Her wedding ring couldn't fit anymore, so she wanted a pregnancy ring. You wanted a special big ass ring for your pregnant fingers.
For my fat pregnant fingers. Thank you for calling the big ass ring. That was so nice of you.
Big ass ring. You know, you just told a fucking fantasy about how you would chop me in the chest and you mad at me because I was gonna call a ring a big ass ring.
It's a big ass ring. You call me fat.
Whatever. Anyways, and I think I won a PS4 thanks to the because
I bet on the Cavaliers.
You bet on the Cavaliers, yeah. And what happened last year? Did we not bet?
I don't even remember who
Cavaliers, well, the same two teams play, and the Cavaliers won last year.
I don't think we bet.
Did we just not bet? All right, so let's do it. Let's do it. And this time we have an audience. We got people, you know, that can keep us honest on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. And as always, I give you first dibs, and I'll take whoever you don't want.
I mean, I don't even know. I need some time to consider this.
Nice. Come on, just pick it. It's two teams. Pick
one. I can't. Both teams look too good.
Cavs, Golden State.
I can't.
LeBron, Steph.
I'm going to go with LeBron again.
All right.
I know you want to bet on Steph anyway.
Yeah, I heard it here.
I'm going to go with LeBron again, even though I am a little skeptical.
All right, so what's the bet? What do you want if you win, other than to murder me while you're driving?
That's a fantasy. It's never going to happen. Well, my arm is never going to morph into a transformer blade.
Technology is increasing every day. I don't know what may happen. And you be the first one. You can turn your hands into... You can turn hands into blades now?
I might need that.
Sign up for that one. Let me find a credit card Jerry don't know about. But come on, that's not what we're talking about. What's the bet? What do you want?
I don't know what I want. I want... I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
All right, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
But we'll just say in this episode, we identified who got who.
I got Cavs.
You got Cavs. Now, the series starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
So we really should. All right, I'll just post it as a blog post. We won't do it as a podcast episode. But sometime between now and the game,
mm-hmm.
we'll go ahead and establish what the bets, what the terms of the bet. Excuse me, terms of the bet are.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. Y'all heard it here first. Flang out the Wizards. Not Wizards. Jesus.
You wish it was the Wizards.
I wish it was the Wizards.
That was
I was a Freudian slip.
Yep.
I got the Warriors. I still think, like, I know KD is saying he picked the right thing. He picked the right team. He did the right thing. But, like, in his mind, does he wonder what it would have been like? He could have come home, played for the Wizards, and just imagine what that Wizards team would have looked like,
man,
with the addition of Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal.
Because I think they would have gave... Wall. I think they would have gave the Cavs some go as they are now. And you put Kevin Durant on that team.
But could they have beat the Warriors?
The Warriors without Kevin Durant. See what I'm saying?
Got Steph Curry, though. And they were still number one team in the West.
You know how I feel about light-skinned dudes. Nah, I don't trust light-skinned dudes.
Light-skinned dudes with light eyes are creepy.
I have a natural distrust of light-skinned people. That is some self-hate that we'll have to get into in another episode.
Yeah.
I have to figure that out.
You got to dig into that.
Because my mama light-skinned and my baby light-skinned.
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
They're not very light-skinned, though.
My mama pretty light.
She's not like Steph Curry light.
No.
She's more like a mocha.
I don't know.
Well, Curry's like a vanilla latte or something.
Vanilla latte. Yeah, that sounds, you know what?
What?
Let me describe a woman as a vanilla latte and see how you feel about it. It'd be a problem. Steph Curry is your vanilla latte now?
No, I don't even drink those.
You want me to get the high pitch boy? You really want me to get the high pitch boy?
I drink coffee, black, straight.
Oh, so now you on some Wesley Snipes type. You can't win this. You done stepped into some...
Damn it.
You can't win.
I'm done talking about it.
I'm done talking about it. All right, so... Let's go to our go-to segments, and then we'll get out of here.
You sure you don't want no silk pajamas?
I'm sure as hell.
What about some silk drawers?
Nah, I'm good.
You know you do.
I sure don't.
What if I already ordered them?
Then thank you, sweetheart. That was such a thoughtful gift. How did you know?
I know.
Oh, jeez. That's where she gets it from. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So, Let's run through some quick things.
Mm-hmm.
Grossest new habit.
Oof. Oh, my gosh. So, dinner tonight was... We had green beans. Well, we had steak.
Shout out to Blue Ribbon.
Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
We've been rocking with Blue Apron for a couple of weeks now and getting some new recipes.
It was actually
really
pretty fun.
Tasty recipes.
Yeah, it was fun tonight.
Fun things to cook as a family. different ideas, things that we can replicate later on our own without having to spend the Blue Apron money. But so yeah, tonight's recipe was New York strip steaks with wedge potatoes with Parmesan cheese on top and green beans with a mustard
sauce
vinaigrette. Yeah.
Something like that.
So the green beans, we didn't give Elise any steak. We gave her the potatoes and the green beans and then some other little leftovers that she had with some fruit and applesauce. So the green beans were covered in not completely covered, but they had little.
Not completely.
You're making fun of me.
You have attempted to murder me in this episode. So I get carte blanche. Do whatever I want.
The green beans had a little bit of mustard vinaigrette on it. So the nasty, nasty mess that she did was dip the green beans in the applesauce and then lick or suck the applesauce off the green beans and then commence to re-dip the green bean in the applesauce. And this is how she's eating her applesauce. She's not using her spoon, which I gave her a spoon.
No, you gave her a spoon. She decided to suck the applesauce off of mustard-covered
green beans.
Now, y'all see the dilemma I have here as a father. These are the things that my daughter is continuously doing. Now, my mom called me. She got upset. She didn't get upset. But she thought I was a little too serious the last time when I was complaining about my daughter and the oral fixation and all the pacifiers and stuff. It's just jokes, people. I do worry about these things.
She's 18 months old.
I come from the Chris Rock school. What? Oh,
she's up?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Scared the mess out of me.
Of course, we got the monitor in the studio. And so she has woken up again.
Oh, my God.
And she's just chilling. But she's chilling. She's chilling.
There's no way she should be awake right
but
now.
She's chilling.
It's 11 o'clock. She's only been asleep for 2 hours.
She's chilling. Just let her chill.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Well, that might signal the end of this episode.
Yeah, how long has it been?
It's been about a half an hour. We gave him about 30 minutes.
Oof.
Iced tea month this month.
Iced tea month. And then tomorrow is.
You said hazelnut?
Hazelnut cake day.
Hazelnut cake. I see what you've turned me into. I'm sitting here like hazelnut cake and iced tea.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds scrumptious.
That sounds delicious.
Delicious. All right, people. I appreciate y'all rocking with us. This has been another episode of The Evening with the Flans. This has been the most discombobulated episode of The Evening with the Flans.
Yeah, baby's awake now. We got to go.
Baby's awake. But y'all please take note of Tammy's murder plan. And if anything were to happen to me, y'all know who did. Don't let her claim the insurance money.
Ain't nothing happening to you.
Don't y'all let her claim the insurance money after she done stabbed me in the chest.
You don't have the max insurance plan anyway. We got to get that fixed first before we do anything else.
I have to look at my beneficiaries. All right, but as usual, be the light. And thank you for rocking with us. More content coming from TWS Multimedia. I am Jade Flan. No, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Nah, I'm Jade Flan. And you are...
Hamps,
my lovely.
I don't even know really how to say it.
My lovely, beautiful wife. Hamps. And we are the Flans, and we out.
Peace.
Peace.